My name's Anand Anamale. I am a transplant and cancer surgeon, and I focus mostly with the liver, the bile ducts, and the pancreas. I am born and raised in Canada, and I moved to the U.S. in 2005 or so. So there's certain words that I still say that are typical Canadian, and most people will catch it. Either it's the word sorry or about. But otherwise, I still feel very Canadian at heart, though. The reason that I chose that and medicine is mostly because of its diverse skill set that's needed. There are times where you're in the ICU, there's times when you're in a very difficult operation, but then there's also times where you're in the office, where you're connecting with patients, and I think that that's what draws me mostly to dealing with patients that have these complex diseases, is that you're able to engage with them and their families and other support groups that they have in a very chronic fashion, and you get very engaged. I went to school all over. I was actually in school in Singapore as a child for a while. I was in school in Canterbury, just off near Dover. And I did undergrad and high school and undergrad in Ottawa. And I did medical school on a little tiny island called Grenada, which is right above Venezuela. And then I did my residency in New York, and I landed in California in 2010. So I think capacity building and humanitarian outreach are a very pivotal part of who we are as people. And when you think about the need of medicine and especially surgery across the globe, it's one of the most underserved areas. And I got involved with humanitarian outreach around 2008 or 9 with a group of mentors that have given a large portion of their time towards capacity building. And one of the things that we focus on is rather than just going to fish, we teach people how to fish. And in that sense, we try to go to places that have some baseline infrastructure, but we keep going there repetitively, and we keep working with the hospitals, the ministries of health, and the doctors there, and we slowly understand their areas of need, and we partner with them, and we mutually educate each other. And I think it's a really important thing that we do to give back to society. So the cancers that involve the liver, the bile ducts, and the pancreas, overall speaking, have a difficult course for the patient, and often not the best survival opportunities. And I've had the honor of being trained and educated in this type of disease. And I think giving patients an opportunity to get the highest level of care and giving them an opportunity of hope is something that we really focus on, and what I really focus on. That's one of the main reasons that that I've been passionate about this, is trying to give patients an opportunity and giving them the hope that they can get through some of those challenges. Taking care of patients with these complex cancers really takes an army, and it takes an army on both sides. It takes a very large team of clinicians, and it also takes a very large team behind the patient themselves. The process is very scary, it's very daunting, and there's a lot of steps involved. And I think it's very challenging for the patient by themselves to be able to go through all those steps. And hopefully that they would have the support with their friends, their family, and other support groups that we as a clinical group can connect them to, or society can connect them to. But in order to get through those very challenging steps, it's pivotal to have a support group behind